were looking for a Mustang song.
You got one?
No, I did get one here. This is just Chuck Berry reworking his same melody of every other singing about his Mustang. Chuck Berry. He knew how to write songs, or at least play the guitar.
Well, at least one song. great guitar riffs.
Yeah. So if you can take the same melody and just change your lyrics for it, and people will buy it and enjoy it, why not?
A fun song.
Yeah, exactly. Chuck Berry there. Well, it's going to be a fun Sunday at Nick Abraham Elyria Ford. That is when the North Coast Mustang Club comes to town, bringing all their vehicles. And joining us to talk about that is... Gary Heath, also Nick Abraham's with there too. Good morning, Gary. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So, Gary, let's talk a little bit about the big show coming up this weekend. How many years have you been doing this?
Yeah, this is our ninth annual Mustang show.
And how did it all come together 9 years ago?
The Mustang Club approached us and needed a place to have their show, which was just a small show at the time. We used to have them on a Saturday, and that proved to be too hard to try to sell cars and show cars at the same time. So we switched to Sundays in 2011 and have probably tripled the show from what it used to be.
Any surprise there on your part how popular this has become?
Not really. The Ford Mustang, of course, started the pony car wars, you know, back in 64 and a half when they first debuted. And the Mustang's got a bigger following than any other car in the market.
Okay, who were the other ponies in the race then back in that time?
Oh, your Camaro came in 67, and then the Dodge Challenger, the Barracuda.
The Pontiac.
Yeah, the Pontiac GTOs were in there, Trans Am.
Some of those survived, some of those didn't, Mustang being one of them.
Well, Mustang run continuously, whereas the Camaro, they had dropped for a couple years. Of course, the Trans Am has been long gone. Barracuda's gone. The Challenger came back. But, the Mustang is the only pony car that's lasted throughout the years.
Nick, you've seen many Mustangs over the years. They've changed a bit, you know, new generations. Why do you think the Mustang is so iconic?
Well, first of all, it's got a history, and secondly, it appeals to all ages, young and old, and it's just a great car. You can travel in it, you can be sporty, it's just has everything.
The very first car I bought, I've got to tell you, was a Mustang. I think it was a 65 or 66. I was in college. It was all I could afford. It needed a lot of work. I wish I had the cash to have kept it on the road. But these cars are just, you're right, they were really special. There was a lot of room inside, even for a bigger guy, and they had a lot of pep.
Well, when you see what people have done and what they've restored, when you come to this show, it's just absolutely amazing. The people are into the cars. The spectators are into the cars, and it's just a great time. And, you know, a lot of history, and you can see the evolution of the car from when it started to where it is today.
Yeah, you can still see the same essence of it. I mean, you take the old one and the new one together, and you can see that they're related.
Yep, there's definitely a bloodline through the whole years from 64 to 16.
Is there still an opportunity for people to sign up, people who want to show off their Mustangs or other Fords, Lincolns, and Mercurys?
Show up tomorrow. Show up Sunday morning.
Yeah, registration starts at 9. The show runs till 3, and it's rain or shine. We're hoping for shine, but may have to deal with the rain.
Well, tell me about that Sunday morning. Is there like a caravan, or you'll start seeing the early ones who get there, and then someone, you just hear them coming down 57 getting in line? What's it like there, you know, lining up all the cars on a Sunday?
Oh, you can hear some of them coming down the bypass, absolutely. But, yeah, they start lining up way before the 9 registration start. We'll probably have 30, 40 cars in line waiting to register as soon as we open gates.
Now, talk about the day. It goes on from 9 till 3. Obviously, you got the cars lined up. What other activities you got for the people, and what's going to be taking place during that time?
Well, the Strongsville Hobby Shop is going to be here with a remote control racetrack. We've got the Ford merchandise truck coming. You can buy all the Mustang T-shirts, hats, belts, anything and everything related to the Fords and Mustangs. We have Barney Fife. We have Barney Fife has been here for 2-3 years now. He's got a restored 63 police car, and he dresses as Barney Fife, and he looks like Barney Fife. You can have somebody arrested, and, of course, the money goes to the Boys and Girls Club.
In fact, I see a picture in one of the posters, a gentleman getting his handcuffs. And
is that what's going on in that picture? I wondered about that.
I just thought he was taking a friendly picture, but it looks like there's a little...
Yeah, that's all for charity. It's all for fun. I had Nick Abraham arrested last year.
I think he still keeps his one bullet in his pocket, if I'm not mistaken.
But... Yes, he does. Well, the other thing, this is free to spectators, too. So, you know, and then the food, you know, they have some food here, and the Boys and Girls Club gets the profit off the food. Yep.
Again, this coming Sunday, rain or shine, from 9 to 3 over at Nick Abraham Elyria Ford. It'll be the annual Mustang and Ford show. You want to get out there and see some great cars and vehicles, hope for some nice weather, and get to see a little bit of Americana when you come out to Nick Abraham O'Leary Ford. Nick and Gary, thanks for joining us this morning, and hope for some nice weather this weekend. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You should have kept that Mustang.
Well, there's a lot of things everybody should have kept over time. But life happens, and you got to deal with it and move on. But that's why people want to come out to the shows. They can talk to some of the people that have restored the vehicles and maybe reminisce about a vehicle that got away from them at that time.
Yep. Have a great day, and hopefully we have a rain-free day Sunday.
Sounds good. Gary Heath, Nick Abraham, joining us this morning, talking about the big event coming up on Sunday at Nick Abraham O'Leary Ford. Rain or shine, the annual Mustang event. You can go to ncmco.org. That's the North Coast Mustang Club of Ohio, or check them out on Facebook and see some of the vehicles there, as well as details about the event this coming Sunday.